We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back to the show as we celebrate Matt Kemp's first Padres cycle in the history of the franchise last night, and welcoming to the Cholula Hotline the man who made the call on TV, but months ago made the call that this was going to happen in Denver. And dare I say, Jesse Agler is Jesse the Magnificent.
He should be wearing the hat from now on.
Jesse, did you steal Bill's hat?
It's all yours. No, I'm not taking Bill's hat. It's his hat. Here's the thing, Bill. You need the hat to have magic powers. I just have them.
I love it. Hey, congratulations, buddy. That was great. I was watching. I heard you and Mudd going crazy. I would have been going crazy, too. That was great. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, all I did was talk about it. Obviously, you know, Matt Kemp doing it was the main thing.
Right.
But it was a cool deal to be able to play a small part in the night. And it was fun. We were going crazy in the booth. You know, I mean, there were definitely high fives being exchanged between Mudd and I. And it was history, you know. It's one of those things, and it's been forever, as everybody knows. And I'm sure there are a lot of Padre fans out there who have been watching Padre baseball for a long time that thought that they would never see that. So it was very cool to be able to witness it and play a little bit of a role.
And not to make this all about you, but knowing how much you appreciate baseball history, the history of this franchise, you're going to be linked with that clip. You know, whether it's playing in the Padres Hall of Fame in the future, your voice is going to be there. You and Ted calling the first cycle in Padres history, which was really cool, and a great call on your part, by the way.
No, thanks, man. Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely very, very special, and I was happy to get the chance to be a part of it and happy not to screw it up.
Good way to put it. Hey, by the way, seeing that was on my bucket list, so I'm one down. One down.
We don't want to lose him, but
right.
Yeah.
We'll make sure it's a long list. Hey, weird to say a little bit, but did it feel any different, him approaching the plate there in the ninth? I mean, I felt a little different at home watching. I mean, a big guy, big name, had really good at-bats. I mean, you don't ever want to say, oh, yeah, I knew it was happening. Apparently, you called it before the game. But did it feel a little different before he came up there and swung the bat?
I don't know, man. I was so locked in on doing, you know, my job and just kind of being aware of the situation and all that. I don't know if I even had time to think about how it felt. I also know that we've all been there, you know, so many times. And, you know, I saw the numbers, what, like 258 times the guy has needed a triple and not gotten it for the Padres. So, you know, if he's up there needing a single, it's one thing. But knowing he needs the triple, for goodness sakes, it's kind of like, well, it's got to be perfect for it to happen. And, I mean, if you look at the replays we've all done 1,000 times since it took place, like, it had to hit basically that one spot on the fence to get away from Blackman and to have the opportunity. So it was pretty insane.
I know. When I watched the swing, when I heard the contact, my thing was, damn, he hit it out. All we needed the triple, and he just hit it out. What were you thinking when he hit the ball?
I didn't think it was out necessarily. I mean, one of the things you do as an announcer is you always cheat by looking at the outfielder and kind of judge his reaction. And Blackman went full sprint. You know, he turned his back to the infield and he just ran. So I was pretty confident it was going to get over his head, and then you could kind of see it, you know, going to the deep part of the park out there in right center field. So, you know, Mudd said, you know, like hit the wall or whatever he said, and it did. And that's probably what they needed to happen in order for him to make it to third comfortably.
And it did. You're right. It hit in absolutely the right spot in the top of that padding, took that bounce over Blackman's head. And that's when I thought, that exact second is when I thought, holy mackerel, here we go.
My great fear, and I kind of mentioned this, I think, beforehand, like my biggest fear was that Solarte was going to, like, get in his way. but luckily, Jan Hervis is not as slow as everybody says he is, and he was able to score easily.
That Solarte would hold at third?
We're just going to be in the way on the bases.
Right.
You know, we're supposed to be somewhat objective in all this, but I feel like I'm almost on kind of a happy hangover, so to speak. I'm still kind of giddy about this,
having watched it.
I mean, is that okay? I mean, are we okay about this?
Oh, absolutely. We are. I mean, we're about to get ready to go on the pregame show at 5:30 or 4:30 back there, and we're still giddy. Mudd and I are still laughing about it. You know, we went and we had breakfast earlier today, and we were talking about it the entire time. You know, I think most Padre fans, like I said, weren't ever sure they were ever going to see this just because of the ridiculousness of the whole never having one. And now that we did, yeah, enjoy it. We're going to talk a lot about it today. You guys are going to talk to Matt Kemp it's right. awesome. Like, you know, this is definitely something that in a long season that has not gone the way people hoped and expected it to go. This is something to enjoy. It's something to cherish. It's one of those things that you're going to be able to say in 20 years, hey, I remember I was at Mike's house when Kemp finally got the cycle. Oh, I remember I was watching it here. Like this, I remember I pulled off to the side of the road and pulled it up on my phone to watch the at-bat. Whatever it is, this is definitely something, in my opinion, that should be enjoyed for as long as possible.
And Mudd in the booth, like, he had a true, like, boyish energy about the whole thing that was really fun for us
right.
at home to kind of capture the moment.
Right. And I mean,
he's the best.
Right. Jesse, I gotta admit, I was there at day one, and this has been on. I mean, I really got excited last night when I saw that as a lifelong Padre fan, just to say, all right, that quest is over. Felt a little bit like Don Quixote.
Exactly. You found your windmill, and
right.
it's all good now.
Right.
And the crazy thing is, you know, just to like put it in perspective, I tweeted this last night. If the Marlins now, as everybody knows, the only team without a cycle, and if they go as long as the Padres did without a cycle, they started playing in 1993, like the Rockies did. And if they go as long as the Padres went without a cycle, theirs isn't going to come until 2039. Like, that puts it into perspective. That's how long this thing is. And, you know, think about how many Padres fans, as I keep saying, like, didn't think they would ever get a chance to see this. And I said this too last night. It's a statistical oddity. You know, it's not the greatest accomplishment you can have in baseball. I don't even know if it's in the top 10 of those things. But it's a fun, goofy, different sort of deal that, for whatever reason, has eluded this organization, and now we get to move on.
And obviously this season hasn't gone the way so many people had hoped, but to be on social media last night as it happened, obviously it didn't happen in Petco Park, so you couldn't be there to feel it, but to feel that community and how happy and joyous everyone was about that occasion, that was really a binding thing for Padres fans and the Padres community as a whole.
Absolutely.
Right.
It was awesome.
I'd love to see what the TV ratings were for that moment, if they could do that. I bet you, because I saw before that a lot of people were on social media saying he's going for the cycle, he's going to get that bat in the ninth. I'd love to know what the ratings were for that moment.
Yeah, no, I would imagine there was a tune-in spike for sure. You know, because as Mudd was saying, hey, text your friends, call your friends, tweet your friends. You know, word was getting around pretty quickly. And it was awesome. I'm still happy. I'm still laughing about it. I'm still excited. And I know, you know, everybody here is as well.
Good for you.
And we feel like we've broken the seal on all these accomplishments. And so anything is possible at this point.
That's it. Cashman's going to throw a perfect game tonight. And you'd be like, of course he did. Got the cycle.
Right.
Fine. Like, it's just funny. It's no, you're right. Everything feels possible now. I like that. Broke the seal. It's a good way of putting it.
All right, man, we know you've got a lot of work to do getting ready for the game. Really appreciate you spending some time. Congrats on being there. Congrats on a great call. And enjoy the game tonight and the perfect game you're about to see.
Take care, friend.
Yeah, of course. All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Jesse joined us on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Really, really fun. I mean, you and I have gotten to know Jesse really well
right.
over the years, and what a big baseball guy he
right,
was
huge.
And to be a part of that
just to get that right.
I can't wait to talk to Ted about this. I mean, somebody right. that's really been through the ups and downs of this organization
or,
and waited a really long time
sadly
for it.
To Dick Enberg, who would have loved to have been there and wasn't there. So yeah, so good for Jesse. I'm glad he was there.
No, great to catch up with him.
Right.
Want to get to a couple tweets here. Mark Grant, and a lot of people have talked about this. Really cool tweet, and he got this from Hoffman. He gave the from Glenn Hoffman. 7,444 games it took for a Padre to hit the cycle. Add those numbers up, and what you get? 19. Somewhere in heaven, Tony is smiling.
That's pretty good.
And then when you add up the date, 08-14-15. It also equals 19.
19.
That's the stuff that only happens in baseball.
Right.
Only happens in baseball.
I love it. I love that tweet. That's a really good tweet. I wish I had thought of that. Nice job, Bud.
No, he gave the hat tip to Glenn Hoffman, who kind of figured it out before him. But, I mean, it is funny. You talk about a guy like Glenn Hoffman who's been in this organization for a long time, and he understood the significance of this moment. And like Jesse said, it is kind of a statistical oddity. You'd much
right.
rather have the former home run game or the big hitting streak.
Right.
But it's still a very fun thing.
And the next time you watch the clip of Kemp getting into third, take a look at Hoffman's reaction. I think that's –
Oh, ear to ear.
Right.
Smiling ear to ear, patting him on the back.
And I guess because Kemp's just told him, yeah, that's my first. And Hoffman's going, well, that's not just your first. That's the first for the franchise. 7-4-4-4. 19.
So much good stuff.
I know.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get to a lot of your tweets. I want to get to one or a pair of tweets here real quick because I asked before the show, what were you doing? Where were you when the cycle happened? Our buddy Ghost Ray Kroc tweeted, I had just finished typing out this tweet, and then this tweet said, I'm fairly certain that Kemp will not hit a triple. So his pessimism led to
Ghost,
one of the great moments of the season and one of the great moments in a long time. So thank you, Ghost.
Right.
We appreciate that.
I think that the fact that Ghost tweeted that, it made it happen because everything that Ghost does is contrarian to what actually happened. So I think he set it up perfectly.
Maybe his hot dog feet led to this moment. Anything's possible.
Instead of getting on Ghost for that tweet, I would like to say thank you for making it because that made it possible.
I think that was my point all along.
Okay.
So. All
right.
Hey, I do that with my buddy. We start talking about things that we don't want to happen even though we want to happen to try to reverse jinx. Stupid sports stuff, but that's the beauty of sports and baseball. And he reverse jinxed him to the perfect moment. So, like Bill said, thanks, Ghost.
Do you believe in jinxes?
No, but I still do stupid things like they exist. Does that make sense?
No. Quite honestly.
Fair enough. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to a lot more of your tweets. And Matt Kemp, actually, is going to call in next. So we're going to talk to Matt Kemp and get his thoughts on last night. That's going to be a lot of fun. So Matt Kemp next, coming up right after the break.